Boeing is a very interesting case because it has become very experienced in extracting large amounts of money from state governments and elsewhere. If you just go back 10 years to 2001, when they wanted to relocate their headquarters from Seattle, they invited bids from Chicago and Dallas and Denver. And in the end, Chicago ended up paying $55 million to attract 500 jobs. Mm-hmm. They did it again with the Dreamliner. In 2003, they got $3.2 billion out of the state of Washington to build the Dreamliner. And then in 2009, they pushed out some of the production to South Carolina. And South Carolina gave them $900 million. So we're now in a pattern that every time they have a new plane, a new piece of development, they put it out to bid, and this time it's 12 to 15 states. But the real act to beat, as far as Missouri is concerned, is Washington's own bid. And they've put in the amount that they've put in. It's about $3.4 billion that they're now offering to keep them in Washington. Mm-hmm. So no corporation worth its salt is going to go about a development project without first seeing what it can get from the state that it wishes to locate in.
Is Boeing just more adept at this than other companies, or other companies use the same moves?
Other companies do it all the time, but Boeing is one of the stars in this in terms of the sheer scale of money they've managed to pull from different states. Mm-hmm. And the CEO argues that basically this is a way of reducing the costs of business.
It's pretty much supply and demand. If you look at the demand for the state is getting those high-quality jobs, 2,000 to 8,000, depending on how this project is scaled. And if you look at the competition out there, Boeing's a unique case, not necessarily for the commercial side, but for the military aircraft side. But we're competing with other states, other countries. We're competing with Singapore, Ireland, Germany, you name it, for these opportunities. And like Brian said, there's companies are getting fairly good at this. They know what's at stake. And they know they can leverage a deal to make it as competitive as possible to locate in a state or a country wherever they can go. Mm-hmm. The states that will do this will win. We're one of 12 to 15 states. And, Chris, I don't know, I've rarely do you see a company come to the legislature and ask for an incentive like the Ford bill or like others that we've seen, Wholesome Cement, for example. Boeing didn't show up. They simply put the RFP out. Their lobbyists weren't even in the hearing rooms, but it's that valuable that it coalesced St. Louis City, St. Louis County, the state of Missouri, business, labor, you name it, all together. And the magnitude and scale of that was something that needs to be reckoned with.
Sure. And just for our audience, we're going to mention RFP a lot throughout the day. It's a request for proposals
Request for proposals.
But I guess, Dan, maybe get your thoughts on the plan that did pass. Again, the governor hasn't quite signed it yet, but Missouri's incentive plan. What are your thoughts on that and its chances, I guess?
I think we'll get a piece of the pie. I'm not sure how big it will be or small it will be compared to the pie. But if you look at what Boeing likes to do, they like to spread their facilities out into as many congressional districts that they can get in, because their main customer is the Department of Defense, and they need to have a big footprint to make sure they have sway to compete with other aerospace giants and military competition. So I think we get something out of this. St. Louis has a very skilled workforce with the legacy from McDonnell Douglas, then Boeing, with the fighter aircraft and the other aerospace industries that Boeing has there on the facility. And if you look at what's happening on the military side, which is what St. Louis is, the production of the F-18 is going to slow down, and someday it's going to end. And they've got that facility. More importantly, they got the talent there. And so I think St. Louis is in a very competitive position.
It's important to recognize that one of the things in the governor's proposal is that Boeing will only get subsidies tied to the people that actually go to work. So they don't get, if they bring a piece of the action, they get only the amount of money that is attachable to those employees who actually produce, are on the payroll in Missouri. So it's tailored very specifically to how many people go to work.
Yeah, that 1.7 billion number is tied to, what, 8,000 something jobs, I think, mm-hmm. right?
That's the full deal. It's 150 million a year, and that's at full scale. But like Chris is saying, it's a scalable project. Mm-hmm. So if we get 2,000, it's based on that number, but it's all performance based. They have got to put up the capital investment and the investment in jobs and create the jobs before they get an incentive. Another thing that's important is these aren't new programs. These are existing programs at the Department of Economic Development that we're simply saying raise the cap to a level to accommodate what could be 8,000 new jobs in the whole project. But it's pegged at however many jobs we get. Mm-hmm.